بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمنن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر. We read yesterday the beginning of Surah Muddathir, in which after Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam for the second time after receiving revelation, wahi from Allah Ta'ala. This also had a great impact and caused great anxiety to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went home and wrapped himself in a shawl. Allah Ta'ala said, now is the time for Risalat, to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ, get up now and warn the people of life, what life is, and that we're going to return to Allah, and that Allah has given us life to prepare for the Akhirah. And in that process, Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, or اَبْنِ رَبْكِي بَرَائِ بُرْ, and speak of the greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Invite towards Allah Ta'ala, and particularly Allah is saying the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And as a person gains ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, he realizes he himself is totally insignificant, the whole world is insignificant, and in his heart only the greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala comes. The starting point really for a person to correct himself is to find the greatness of Allah. As it has been said, مَنْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ, and the opposite is also true, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. A person who has recognized Allah, that Allah is absolute, Allah has full power, he will realize that he himself is nothing whatsoever, and that he can do nothing. And when he realizes this, and Allah Ta'ala blesses him, and he gets full tawakkul on Allah, and he trusts fully upon Allah Ta'ala, Allah takes care of all his matters then. Allah will look after all his matters also. And a person who recognizes his nafs, that my nafs is just here to destroy me, my nafs can do absolutely nothing for me, we want to secure our nafs, we want to do everything for our nafs, but our nafs can do nothing for us whatsoever. And nafs is ammara bis-soo, it commands us with evil all the time. So why should we please our nafs? We should please Allah Ta'ala. So this, and Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak of this in that environment of Makkah Sharif, when people
will own things over Allah Ta'ala also. May Allah bless us to understand and acquire the marifat of Allah and become the true slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك فكبر. Speak of the greatness of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Invite towards Allah Ta'ala, and particularly Allah is saying the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And as a person gains ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, he realizes he himself is totally insignificant, the whole world is insignificant, nothing for us whatsoever. And nafs is ammara bis-soo, it commands us with evil all the time. So why should we please our nafs? We should please Allah Ta'ala. So this, and Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak of this in that environment of Makkah Sharif, when people
Allahu wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala wa nafsi wa ma sawaha فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها.
Allah also made us very balanced, like Allah gave us two same eyes, not one eye very small and one big eye, otherwise how should we look? Allah, our two ears same size and balanced properly. If one ear was small like a pumpkin and the other ear was big like an elephant's ear, like a fish, then this body has got value. When a child is in the womb of the mother, after about 4 months, the body is made complete. Then Allah put the ruh inside. Life comes in that child. If that when the child is born, the child has got life, we do everything for the child. But if the child, whatever business they are today, all the business is all for the body, for the comfort. Whether they're building aeroplane, they're making ships, or whatever else there is, whatever you can think of in the shops, it's all for the comfort of this body. And all that is as long as the ruh is inside. When the ruh is not there, there. So like that, the ruh also gets sick. Right. But we can't see. Like the arteries are blocked, we cannot see. The ruh also gets sick. And if the body gets sick, you treat it everything. And then after all the treatment and everything, we are giving so much importance to the body. And the most important is the soul. And in Roderick Island, is there a hospital for the soul? You have a hospital for the soul?
No.
No. Any doctors for the soul?
No.
No. Which is the most important. And for that we are not doing. How much of jealousy I got in? How much of shirk I got in? How much of to do things for name and fame? No ikhlas, name and fame. How much I got? Can you check from my blood? He said, no, this we cannot check. That's not our department. So he said, that is the work of a spiritual doctor. You're getting cross, you got, that's a sign you got pride. Also, like for example, you do things and you want people must praise you every time. That he's a very good person, he speaks, give good bayan, he's very pious, he makes a lot of namaz, you want that. That's a sign you are doing things for name and fame. Our wife, we don't get enjoyment. Halal wife, jais. But we see other women, we get enjoyment. That's also a sign we got a big spiritual disease. That we are looking at other women. How many people, not only like by mistake you look at a woman, but they go on porn sites on the internet. And they look at all, they bring like a roast, samosas, all nice things. Now they invite you, come and eat with us also. Now you are even shy to take out your sandwich because in front of the biryani, that what is the sandwich? So now when you get the biryani, you eat nice food properly because you enjoy the biryani. The samosas, the roast, chicken. Now you're still hungry. Now whatever she put, you enjoy it also. So that is a spiritual disease and the harm of it is very, very great. In fact, the harm of the eyes of looking at other women, it can happen, Allah save us, that at the time of maut, a person doesn't get iman kalima. He dies without iman also. See, I will do. So where is Allah? If we have the proper iman, then we'll say, inshallah, I will do, if Allah wants. A person, for example, want to go for umrah, he's good. For now he decided to go for umrah, the family would they discuss. I think a long time we never go, we want to go, we feel like we must go. He made the price, everything. Then he put his hand in his pocket, or the crook steal his money. They cut his pocket and they stole all his money. Now he's coming back without the horse. So his friend met him again. What's happened? Where's the horse? He said, inshallah I was going. Inshallah the horse was there in the market. Inshallah the money was in my pocket. But he forgot that time to say inshallah. Allah stopped wahi to come, revelation, for between 18 days up to about